Welcome back to Sweet Valley, the most terrific place in the whole wide world. My name is Shannon, and this is my Sweet Valley High podcast. Today we'll be discussing book number 2, Secrets, published in November of 1983. Elizabeth's BFF, Enid Rollins, confides in Elizabeth that she has a deep, dark secret. She's afraid it will get out and her boyfriend, Ronnie Edwards, will break up with her. The secret is this. 2 years ago, Enid's parents were going through a divorce and it took a big toll on her. She started drinking and drugging with her then-boyfriend, George Warren. They were stoned on a joyride one day when they hit a little kid. The kid was okay, but it was a wake-up call for Enid and she's been clean ever since. She and George have stayed in touch, and in his latest letter, George says he's coming back to Sweet Valley for a visit and he wants to see her. Enid is worried because Ronnie gets jealous when other dudes even exist around her. And she's also concerned that somehow the drinking and drug use will come to light when George is there. Ronnie's gonna have a real problem with that. Jessica is determined to be crowned queen at the upcoming fall dance. Her main competition is Enid, somehow. And usually Jessica wouldn't be too worried, but Ronnie Edwards is head of the dance committee, and I guess she thinks that means people will vote for Enid. Jessica, by the way, hates Enid. Aside from being a nerd, a mortal sin in itself, she also takes up entirely too much of Elizabeth's time, and it makes Jessica jealous. Jessica is moping around in Liz's room one day, and she finds one of George's letters to Enid. Enid had brought them over to show Liz when she revealed her terrible secret to her. Jessica takes the letter and comes up with a dastardly plan. The next night, Ronnie and Enid go on a date, but he acts cold and weird the whole time. He takes her to Miller's Point, Sweet Valley's makeout spot, and Enid has to push him away when he gets too rough. He goes off on a rant about how he guesses he's not as good as George. He says he knows everything and he takes her home. Enid can only assume Elizabeth told him her secret and she's furious with her. I say good riddance to Ronnie. That guy sucks. Obviously, it wasn't Elizabeth who told Ronnie about George. She would never. Jessica made a copy of the letter she found and put it in Ronnie's locker. After Ronnie and Enid break up, Jessica goes to a party at Lila's where Ronnie is sitting in a corner snarling to himself. Jessica puts the second part of her plan into action and asks him to the dance. Her whole plan is to get Ronnie to help her win queen, and her big reason for that is because she's sure Bruce Patman will be king. She's in love with him, but he won't give her the time of day. She thinks if they both get crowned at the dance, he'll just have to notice her. Meanwhile, I'm still fuzzy on how Ronnie can help anyone get voted queen. It's not like he's doing any campaigning. Oh, here's something fun and awful. Jessica's best friend, the fabulously rich Lila Fowler, is positively disgusted that her father is dating one of Sweet Valley High's teachers, Ms. Dalton. So she starts a rumor that Ms. Dalton is having an affair with popular football player Ken Matthews. Ms. Dalton stops coming to school and it's a huge scandal for like 5 pages. The day of the dance, Enid shows up on Ms. Dalton's doorstep to talk about her woes. Ms. Dalton tells her it's pretty unlikely that Liz was the one who told Ronnie about George. She convinces Enid to go to the dance alone and hold her head high. So, Enid is getting ready for the dance that night when none other than George Warren shows up at her house. He is wearing a suit and he's taking her to the dance. Even though they've written letters, Enid hasn't actually seen him in 2 years, and now, of course, he is gorgeous. Elizabeth is cleaning her room before the dance and she finds one of George's letters sticking out from under her bed. Suddenly, she knows exactly what happened and that Jessica is responsible. As revenge, she makes sure that Winston and Jessica are voted king and queen. This means Jessica is stuck with Winston at every major school event for the semester. Oh, Enid and Elizabeth make up at the dance. Now that George is her boyfriend, Enid doesn't really care about being angry anyway. Ms. Dalton follows her own advice and also comes to the dance. Someone yells something at her about Ken, but Ms. Dalton ignores it, and that's the end of that scandal. The end. Here are some notes. Let's talk about Enid showing up at Ms. Dalton's house. Throughout the series, we see a lot of the students going to their teachers' houses, mostly Ms. Dalton and Mr. Collins. It seems pretty inappropriate. Also, when I was a kid, I had no idea where any of my teachers even lived, and I didn't care. Number 2. When Enid and George were first dating and drinking and drugging, she was 14 and he was 16, which I guess isn't unheard of, but seems a little weird. Now he's about to graduate and go to Sweet Valley College next semester. Speaking of Sweet Valley College, I guess Sweet Valley University hasn't been established yet. Number 3. The Ken Matthews Ms. Dalton fiasco doesn't really get resolved at all. Ken is out sick for most of the book, so we don't even hear from him. Nobody investigates, nobody apologizes, it just sort of goes away at the end of the book, and it's never mentioned again as far as I can remember. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening, and please join me next time for book number 3, Playing with Fire.